This is Northwest News from KPLU. The U.S. Supreme Court has legalized same-sex marriage and upheld Obamacare subsidies. You know that, but those decisions overshadowed another ruling, one that has Washington state legal aid lawyers cheering. KPLU business and labor reporter Ashley Gross explains.
The case has to do with the Fair Housing Act, which aims to eliminate discrimination in housing. In a 5-4 decision, the Supreme Court said plaintiffs don't have to prove intentional discrimination. Instead, they can use statistics to show that even neutral-sounding policies can have discriminatory effects. Eric Dunn is a housing attorney with Northwest Justice Project in Seattle. He's brought cases against landlords who have blanket policies excluding people with criminal records.
They'll put in their advertisement, you have to have a clean criminal background or something like that. And so they don't care what it is, you know, what the crime was, when it happened, what the circumstances were. Sometimes they don't even care if the person got convicted, you know, an arrest is good enough for them. They'll deny these folks.
Dunn says because minorities are overrepresented in the criminal justice system, those kinds of policies result in housing discrimination. He says he was waiting to see how the court would rule because he's about to file another case challenging landlords who refuse to rent to people who have been sued for eviction. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.